end up on Rod's planet, Rod comes down hard on terrible parents and hands out the Worst Parent of the Year awards. All this plus news and more coming up next.
Warning, you are about to enter a world with no rules. If you can't handle the truths contained in this podcast, then leave. Now, buckle up and get ready as RJ Productions takes you on a round trip to Rod's planet. And now, here's your host, Rod.
That's right, this is Rod, and I'm back with another episode of Rod's Planet. Again, man, I keep wanting to put episodes out, but it seems to be keeping a year, 2 years, till I get one out. I really, life gets crazy and... You know, in these economic times that people are scattering this way and that, and I can't make any promises anymore. I can't tell you that it's going to be another 2 weeks before I put another one out, but I certainly hope not. I want to actually thank Matt Beckwith of Podcast Stockton, actually the guy who, you know, got me to do this, because his podcast, I was on his podcast the other day, I was on another one of his shows the other day, and he got me realizing how much I absolutely love podcasting. I couldn't for the life of me figure out why my creative juices weren't flowing, but Matt gave me the good push that I needed to get this episode out, and it's still the episode that I've been saying that's going to be out since the last one. This is going to be the Worst Parent of the Year awards, but it's not going to be as grandiose as I wanted it before. I mean, we're not going to have the red carpet, and all the celebrities aren't going to be here. Well, for the most part, they may be. But, first I'm going to talk a little bit about just stupid parents. And really, I've been wanting to vent about this for a long time. I've had really bad dealings with some parents lately that just make me scratch my head and want to throw them out the window. And then, after we take a quick break, we'll come back and give out the worst parent of the year. But more than that, just the worst parents of the world awards coming up pretty soon. But first... As always, let's take a look at the headlines that are making news. North Korea is opening its borders to reunite separated family members and help tourism, according to recent reports. This coming on the heels of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il's release of two American journalists from prison earlier this month. The North has agreed to restart tours to Diamond Mountain, one of Korea's best-known mountains, as well as to ancient sites in Kaesong. Despite this gesture, the North plans to heighten its military readiness during South Korea's joint exercise with the U.S. military. Officials in the North say they'll respond aggressively to the slightest military provocation. The 50th state in the Union celebrates the 50th anniversary of its induction into the United States on Friday. Instead of a giant celebration, the state government plans to celebrate with a one-day convention meant to reflect on what Hawaii means to the world. Many who support Hawaii's independence are opposed to the conference, claiming that it does little to address the true nature of the state's past and the monarchy that was overthrown to make room for U.S. annexation. Since its acceptance as a state, Hawaii has been a tourist mecca, drawing nearly 7 million visitors in 2008. Recently deceased King of Pop Michael Jackson was left alone by his personal physician after he administered what might prove to be the fatal dose of the drug propofol. Conrad Murray left Jackson to make a series of personal phone calls while the pop phenomenon lay unconscious under the effects of the anesthetic. Murray claims he had no prior issues in past occasions and had no reason to believe Jackson was in any danger. Police have placed the final toxicology report from Jackson's autopsy on hold while they continue to investigate the drug connection. It is still unknown exactly how long Murray left Jackson unattended. Those have been your news and headlines on Rod's Planet.
From 8th Street to 8 Mile Road, from I-5 to Highway 99, Podcast Stockton.
Stockton, I love this town.
Most miserable city?
I don't think so.
The show all about the great life in Stockton, California. This is Podcast Stockton.
Family friendly and work safe. Listen online at PodcastStockton.com.
Rod's Planet. Random thoughts from a random guy. Go to voterod.podomatic.com. RJ Productions.
Mm-hmm.
here it goes. There are tons of problems in America. This country is absolutely littered with problems. But even more than that, it's littered with stupid people. Absolutely stupid people. Look, I talk about it in podcasts prior. Just stupid people who don't like their position in life, don't like their jobs, don't like themselves. And it's just full. This place is full of dumb people. Now, I don't want to place blame on the people when it really is your fault anyways. It's your fault that you're stupid. But more than that, it is your parents' fault. Stop and think about that one for a second. Yes, you're responsible for your own stupidity to a certain extent. But you're only as good as the tools you're given, right? So somewhere along the line, your parent, your mom, your dad, whoever raised you, made you feel like it was okay to be stupid. Yeah, okay. That's going to hurt if you're stupid. And actually, you know what? If you're stupid, you probably don't even realize that I'm talking about you. So I guess take this with a grain of salt, if you even know what that saying is. So anyways, like I said, you're only as good as the tools you're given, which means that your stupidity is hereditary. Stupid parents most of the time breed stupid kids. Now, there are exceptions. I will say that there are that some kids that break the mold that, you know, find a way to rise above stupidity. And for those of you who have done that in the past, I applaud you. I'll give you a nice round of applause. But by the by, kids are stupid because their parents are stupid. Why is that now? Now, I'm not saying that we need to go back to the 50s regime where, you know, father knows best. And, you know, this is the world where, you know, dad is the iron fist and mom stays home and cooks the cookies. And, you know, that okay, you know, while that may have raised good, clean kids, kind of look what came out of it. You know, the 50s and the 60s and the 70s were, you know, or 60s and 70s where kids were rebelling against that stuff-shirted, you know, Donna Reed type of society. So, you know, that had its problems too. But then out of this flower children era is growing kids that were yuppies. So see how, just look how the pattern goes. So we go from the 50s stuff shirt to the 60s psychedelic. Well, the 60s psychedelic bred the 90s yuppies, the 80s and 90s yuppies. Well, now these 80s and 90s yuppies are just breeding stupid kids, because now somewhere along the line in the parenting book, it went from being a parent, from raising your kids to know right and wrong, from raising your kids to understand what it means to respect authority, what it means to just basically be a good person overall, to now everybody just wants to be their kids' friend. I want to be my kids' buddy. I want to wear the same clothes that my kid wears. I want to have the same friends. I want to be on MySpace. I want to be on Facebook and Twitter because it's so cool, you know, and not really just because of the functionality of it. Now, we as business folks, we as media folks, we live and breathe the social networking, and I'll get to that stuff later. But, you know, if you're a parent and you're just doing it because you think it's cool and you want to be your kid's friend, that's just wrong on so many levels. And not just that, but parents are starting to treat their kids like, you know, buddies, like drinking buddies, like hangout buddies, and starting to tell them all of their problems, all of their, you know, secrets, all of their... They just share way too much with their kids lately. And that's leading to a lack of respect in kids for adults and authority figures. You see it all the time. I've dealt with it on a continual basis, and it's so annoying. I want to wring kids' necks sometimes, and I can't, obviously, and I'm not going to. So if you see me in prison with numbers, it's not because I went ballistic on a kid, even though every once in a while I feel like he should. But when I was growing up, my dad was my dad. You know, he was there for discipline. He was there to raise me and to show me how to be a responsible adult. He wasn't there to be my pal. He wasn't there to be my buddy. So you know what that did to me? That made me respect adults all the more, because I knew that they were there to show me what not to do or what to do. I respected teachers. I respected my aunts, my uncles. Even if it was just some person in the grocery store telling me I shouldn't be where I was at, I respected them. Why? Because in my teachings, even if they didn't always know best, adults knew best. And who was I to question them? I was a, what, 13, 14, 12-year-old kid? That's not my place. My place is not to question authority. My place was to listen. But Rod, you say, that just makes the kids follow you more. No, it doesn't. When they start being able to think for themselves, then they can start to formulate their own opinion. But until then, if you're 9 years old and an adult tells you not to play in an area where it's dangerous, it's not because they're trying to be mean. It's not because they're trying to rule the world. Look, if you're playing around, if you're an adult and you see a kid playing around in a thing full of nails, a construction area where there's a bunch of nails where beams can fall on them, and they're running around having a good time, some parents will say, well, let them run around because they're just kids. And those are the same parents that you read about the next day with the kid that had a beam fall over the head with a nail on it that split the kid's head open like a watermelon. When all one adult had to do was walk by and say, don't play on there. And then you know what? Even if the adult did and the kid didn't listen, that's the kid's fault. That's the parent's fault. Because really, it's not the fact that they're trying to be mean. It's not, you know, oh, you're trying to be mean to my kid. No, I'm trying to get your kid to stay the heck away from something that's going to bust his head open. Now, if you don't want to, that's fine. If you don't want a kid, if you don't want your kid anymore, then by all means, please, just tell him not to listen to anything an adult says. Because then you will wind up with exactly what you want, and that's no kid. Okay? Fine. Problem solved. Now you don't even have to worry about being a parent. Now you can go back to being a drug addict or whatever the hell you were before you had that kid. But if you want a kid, raise them to respect some of at least what adults say. Now, I know everyone's like, but in this day and age, Rod, adults are all predators. I've seen the show. All right. Raise your kid with a healthy sense of fear. Do that. Everybody should have a healthy sense of fear. Obviously, this world is not like it was 20 years ago where you could trust everybody, where everybody was okay, and you can leave your kid out past dark and not have to worry about them. Well, I wish we could say we still lived in that day and age, but we don't. So, yeah, you do have to guard your kid or teach your kid about the dangers of some people, but don't make them paranoid to the point where they go running away from every adult they see. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and pointless and just plain lame. Now, all right, enough coming down on them like that. Now, I want to use some of the kids that live around me as examples of exactly what parents shouldn't do. I live in an apartment complex, all right? And in this apartment complex, the lease says kids are not allowed to be unattended playing around in the complex. Now, okay, everyone's going to start saying, Rod, you're a crotchety old man. You just need to let kids be kids and play around. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with kids playing around. I understand kids got to stretch their legs. I grew up in a unique situation where I could actually run around, have a good time, and not worry about disrupting other people. But these kids don't. They live in an apartment complex where people are living their everyday lives. So when they run around in the courtyard screaming, and I'm not just talking about like playful cheers. I'm talking about screaming at the top of their lungs just for no reason whatsoever. That's ridiculous. I shouldn't have to listen to that in my everyday life. If I come home and relax, I want to come home and relax. I don't want to come home and listen to 15 kids screaming at the top of their lungs for 3 hours on it. You know, and it's not like it ends after 15 minutes and they're done playing. No, this goes on from like 5 in the afternoon to 8, sometimes even 9 o'clock when the sun goes down, which is something I'll get into in a second too. But, you know, these kids just run around screaming and hollering. And then, worse than that, they start throwing rocks at places that they shouldn't be throwing rocks at. They've even broken a window at one point. But does the complex do anything to stop it? No. Which really, yes, it's a complex's job to stop that kind of stuff from happening, because obviously if they're destroying property, which not only are they destroying property by throwing rocks, but they're running around in a grassy area where they're destroying sprinklers, they're destroying the grass in the courtyard. The courtyard can't even look nice because these kids consistently dig around in it. They run around on it. It's ridiculous. But the parents, take no responsibility. They don't watch their kids. They're not watching them do this. When they broke the window, no one said anything about it being the kids' fault. Hello, a rock was thrown, a window was broken. It wasn't the rock's fault. So these type of parents are really, they're even worse than the ones that want to be a kid's friend. They're the ones that take no responsibility for their kids' action because their kids are what? They're kids. They're playing around. They're having fun. Why do you want to stop that? I want to stop that because it's disrespectful to other people's means of living. People are trying to live in this area. Now, look, if it was in the middle of a big giant playground and they were doing all this, I have no right to say anything, but they're not. It's almost like they're running around in my front yard trying to, you know, scream and holler and throw rocks and kick balls at windows and doors. And, you know, the parents just take no responsibility for their kids' action. And that's worse than trying to be their friend. That's telling them that they don't have to respect anybody, that they can do what they want, when they want, how they want. And even if some authority figure tries to tell them to stop, they won't do it. Because you know what they do? They'll stop for the time being until 5 o'clock when the people leave. Then they'll let their kids back out again and do it all over. And, you know, it's worse than anything to teach your kids that they don't have to respect the rules. They don't have to respect authority. Now, look, before you start saying, well, what are you to say that, Rod? You know, you don't know anything. You know, I'm not the world's best parent. No one is perfect when it comes to parenting. I probably made some very, very questionable parenting calls, like letting my kid watch Family Guy or, you know, allowing my 1.5-year-old to, you know, watch a little bit of a cartoon that maybe she probably didn't understand. But whatever. I'm not telling her to go out and to tell adults to screw themselves every time they try to look out for her. I'm not telling her that it's okay to run around like an idiot and act like she's got no sense. I'm not. I'm trying to raise my kid with respect for authority. I'm trying to tell her that while all adults may not have the right answer, if they're an adult and they tell you to stay away from something, you probably should just stay away from it. I'm not telling her to get in a car with an adult and stranger with candy. That's a completely different situation. But what I am trying to raise her with is a little bit of respect, which is what all these kids are lacking now because of the simple fact that their parents aren't trying to instill in them any sort of authority. You know, this is the anti-establishment, you know, screw the police and forget anybody that's trying to rule you like an iron fist. Well, you know what? They're there for a purpose. It's essential for parents to raise their kid with a healthy respect for authority. It's essential to raise your kid with a healthy sense for what adults are supposed to mean in their life, because it's absolutely ridiculous for these kids to be running around and just seeing adults as nuisances, seeing people who are in authority as nuisances. Why? Because their parents are the same way. Their parents are just one giant nuisance. They don't understand because no one's teaching them that, you know, rules are there for a reason. People need to be respected for a reason. And you see it every day in the way they treat their other, you know, other kids, their friends' parents. You know, no respect whatsoever. The way they talk to their parents, the way they treat their parents, it's absolutely ridiculous and it sickens me to death. Absolutely sickens me to death to see the way kids are being raised nowadays. So look, that's it for that. I really just needed to get that off my chest because it's absolutely insane. Like I said before, I can't believe what I see when I look out my window every day and the way these kids get treated and the way the parents react when they get told that they need to parent their kids and not let other people have to parent them for them. That's a responsibility they just don't want. They see their kids as a nuisance, as a complete and total waste of their time. And instead of spending time with them and showing them the ropes and treating them like, you know, kids and not buddies and pals and drinking pals, then, you know, at that point, I think when that starts to happen, when parents take responsibility for their kids and respect other people's rights to not have to parent their kids, I think that's going to make the world a much better place. Do I see it happening in the near future? Probably not. We're probably going to be faced with stupid parents for the rest of our lives. My life, anyways. So, yeah, anyways. When we come back, I've got a fun award show for you. We are going to crown the worst parent of the years in several different categories. Around, we'll be right back with more Rod's Planet after this.
Set, go!
The fourth annual Run and Walk Against Hunger benefiting the Emergency Food Bank of Stockton, San Joaquin is coming this November. Join 3,000 runners and walkers, burn calories, have a great time on the scenic Stockton waterfront, and help raise money for holiday nutrition programs of the Emergency Food Bank. There will be a 5K run and walk, a 10K run, and a quarter-mile kids run for kids 9 and under. It all starts at the Stockton Arena on November 26th at 8 a.m. and finishes inside Banner Island Ballpark. For more information, visit www.runagainsthunger.org or www.stocktonfoodbank.org. Don't miss out on all the fun this Thanksgiving and support the Emergency Food Bank of Stockton, San Joaquin. Join the run and walk against hunger.
First came Planet of the Apes. Then came Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Next came Escape from the Planet of the Apes. Followed closely by Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. Then ending with Battle for the Planet of the Apes. And just when you thought it was safe to go back into the jungle comes Guerrilla Radio. Hi, this is Dave Rabbit with Radio First Termer. And if you aren't listening to the apes on Guerrilla Radio, then come to www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Okay, listen to them first. Shit, where's Charlton Heston when I need him?
Rod's Planet is where the best subjects come to play. Email us at rodsplanet@gmail.com or come check us out on MySpace at www.myspace.com/rodsplanet.
Welcome to the only annual Rod's Planet's Worst Parent of the Year Award, where we recognize the worst of the worst. Here's your host, Rod.
So as you know, I just came down on some pretty bad parenting skills and some pretty bad parents in and of themselves. But you know what? Here on Rod's Planet, I just like to have a good time. And today, for the first time ever and for the only time ever, it'll be the Rod's Planet Awards. And this year, we are honoring, if you want to call it that, the worst parents of the year in several categories. And let's just cut right to the chase. Let's start the award show right now. Here to present the nominees for worst parents who want to be celebrities but aren't is DJ Lucky from 89.5 The Bomb on Delta College campus.
And the nominees are Octomom, John and Kate Goslinger, the entire cast of 16 and Pregnant, Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar. And the winner is Octomom.
On behalf of Octomom, I'd just like to thank all the miserable people out there that made her life, and I mean literally made her life. And I just wish these kids some sort of happiness and some sort of normal life. And just a message to Octomom out there, if you're listening, you are worthless. And this will be the last time you ever get recognized on an episode of Rod's Planet. So on behalf of everybody that, you know, is there for Octomom, we just want to say we wish you would have never conceived.
Here to present the nominees for Worst Cartoon Parents, Bree.
And the nominees are Homer and Marge Simpson, Peter and Lois Griffin, George and Jane Jetson, and Fred and Wilma Flintstone. And the winner is Homer and Marge Simpson.
I'll just speak for Homer and Marge and say that the longest-running cartoon series, the longest-running series in history, but, God, when you produce kids like Bart and Lisa and even Maggie, who for 20 years can't even talk except for one word, yeah, those are some terrible parents. So on behalf of Homer and Marge, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Academy. Thank you for voting. Thank you, Rod.
And here to present the nominees for Worst Future Parents, Kevin.
And the nominees are Kourtney Kardashian and Kendra Wilkinson. And the winner is Kourtney Kardashian.
Speaking for Kourtney Kardashian, we just want to say that we're honored to accept this award. And, you know, Kourtney works hard to be a slut, and she will continue to be so and produce crappy kids for the rest of her life. And we just want to say thank you very much. And we love you all for voting. Thank you.
And here to present the nominees for Worst Celebrity Parents, Carla.
So the nominees for the Worst Celebrity Parents are number 1, Lynn and Jamie Spears. Number 2, Dina and Michael Lohan. Number 3, Hulk Hogan and Linda Bolea. Number 4, Michael Jackson, posthumous nomination. Number 5, Laura and George Bush. And your winner is Dina and Michael Lohan. Woo! Props to them!
Dina and Michael were not available for comment, but I will just say that you beat out some pretty stiff competition, Dina and Michael. Hulk Hogan, Michael Jackson, Laura and George Bush, yeah, all those guys. Even Lynn and Jamie, you beat them. My God, they're the worst parents in the world. But the voters voted. Dina and Michael, you are the winner. So congratulations, and we hope you accept this award on Rod's behalf.
Thank you for enduring yet another episode of Rod's Planet. Again, this is Rod, and just thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here with me again, and apologize for the long wait between episodes. I will try to the best of my physical ability to not let that happen again. I want to thank everybody that was a part of the show. I want to thank Melissa. I want to thank everybody that voiced a little something for me. I want to thank all of you for making it happen. Again, I want to thank Matt Beckwith of Podcast Stockton for getting me off my duff and getting an episode in the can. Check him out on www.podcaststockton.com. If you're not from Stockton, you'll learn exactly why it's great to be from Stockton by listening to Matt's podcast. And again, check it out, www.podcaststockton.com. So until next time, the cosmos is huge. We are all small, but on Rod's Planet, everybody's important. Good night.
I never liked you. Get lost.
That guy was an annoying, greasy-headed loser.
Get off my ship. Goodbye.
We here at Rod's Planet thank you for your visit. Please come back again next time for another thrilling episode.